You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Shelley is here with the news. This morning, as the COVID creep continues.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
that's all the talk.
One of the top stories. But I also have a new study on prostate cancer, and it says you should be doing something 21 times a month. I'll tell you about that.
Oh, my gosh.
And we know who may be the new host of Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And I will say it, and you can use this as much as you want. Rumble, you were right.
Oh, my.
So we'll talk about that coming up. But first, I mean, I do have to start here just because I like how it amps you up.
Yeah, yeah.
They're calling it the very first pumpkin spice announcement of the year because it's now official.
Oh, this is an official pumpkin spice announcement?
Cup Noodles is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, and they have announced pumpkin spice flavored noodles.
Now, you know that I like cup noodles. I used to eat cup noodles for breakfast like every day around this place.
And I feel like this was a rumor that started
Why are they wrecking something that I like? Until now, it wasn't stuff that I liked.
I know, but here we go.
Now you're invading my space.
The new limited edition, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. The new limited edition cup noodles pumpkin spice will exclusively hit Walmart stores in late October. So at least they got the timing right on this. Late October?
Was there a hue and cry for this? Is there no limit to what they will pumpkin spice?
According to a nationwide survey, more than 50% of Gen Z respondents are obsessed with all things pumpkin spice. 60% say pumpkin spice is their fall jam, while the ultra-devoted 10% crave the flavor year-round, according to the survey.
Sucks ass.
The reactions on this are mixed so far.
Yeah, I'd say mixed. Look, we tried, and I can't remember. Who was the guy that sent us the pumpkin spice mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He won it in a national contest
from
Kraft. He sent us the kit, and it was awful. Shelly, and you like pumpkin spice, but even you said it sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't the best flavoring.
No, it was awful.
Yeah.
You're wrecking stuff that doesn't need to be wrecked. Why are you doing this? Cup noodles, I am so let down. Has anybody ever written a complaint letter based on pumpkin spice? Because I might write the first one just to see if I get anything back. I don't want to be that person, but man, oh man, this has got to stop.
I wrote the nerdiest complaint letter once, and
really?
It was because I was so obsessed on, this is so nerdy, banana bread flavored oatmeal. Like, you know how the Quaker has those like maple syrup or like cinnamon and brown sugar or whatever.
Are these the instant ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like those.
They had a banana bread flavor, but I could only find it in mix packs that had like strawberry flavor and other flavors that I didn't want. I just wanted the banana bread flavor.
Right.
So
I just want the purple marshmallows from Lucky Charms.
And it was like they had boxes of them, but got rid of it. And only thing was the mixed boxes now. And I didn't like that. So I sent a complaint letter.
A tersely worded letter
about oatmeal. That is so dorky of a thing.
That's fantastic. Did you get anything back?
They wrote me back and told me the stores in my area where I could find the banana bread flavor ones.
So they ran it down for you.
They did. None of them were close. It was like, you want the banana bread only? You're going to have to drive to Hampton, but you can get it there.
All right.
And here's a coupon for you. Save yourself 25 cents.
How about that? For your drive to Hampton. Yeah, because that'll cover that.
No. Yeah, right? So.
Not so much.
No.
Well, maybe I'll write a pumpkin spice complaint letter.
There you go. I can't wait to read it.
Cup noodles. Dearest cup noodles.
And that's how it would start because I know your love for them.
I love them.
Mm-hmm. Now, topping the news around here, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is thinking about it, considering a vaccine mandate for state employees. That was the news coming from Virginia's vaccine coordinator yesterday, that it may be coming. And it does come as the mayor of Richmond was announcing a vaccine mandate for some city employees there. Richmond's police, fire, parks and rec, public works department, they're all on the list. Mm-hmm. Actively considering are the words that they used to describe the governor's thoughts on this for a state mandate. Now, this does follow news from the nation's largest nursing home operator, who announced that workers will have to get COVID-19 vaccinations to keep their job. They say that they didn't do this earlier because they needed people. They didn't want, like, people to quit en masse. They were in need of people to work, but now Genesis Healthcare, which has 70,000 employees at about 400 nursing homes and senior communities, has decided it is time with the uptick in cases due to Delta. And they say interviews with managers at 10 mostly smaller nursing home operations across the nation have made vaccinations mandatory, and they found that the threat of workers quitting over the shots is overblown.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Especially if you're working in those facilities, you know, you had a front seat witness to what this does to people. You might get on board. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the beginning you weren't on board, but after watching people suffer, you probably get on board.
Yeah, and those aren't the only ones doing some mandating. The Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is expected to announce tomorrow a mandatory vaccine policy for all active duty forces in the U.S. military. This would affect all 1.3 million service members. They'd all be required to get vaccinated. It adds COVID vaccine to the list of required vaccines for the military. And according to Fox News, who says the Department of Justice was asked by the president to look into the legality of a vaccine mandate for a vaccine that has yet to be approved officially by the FDA.
But it's almost approved.
Yeah, they were talking, what was it, the end of August, Fauci had said?
Yeah, the end of August, beginning September.
For the Pfizer one.
For Pfizer.
Specifically, yeah. Well, Department of Justice officials said that it could be done. It would require a presidential waiver. So the DOJ is expected to go to the White House for the waiver today. And then the announcement is expected to come tomorrow.
No,
expect it, but we'll see.
Okay, and this is with regard to the military.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah. As I said, all active duty forces in the U.S. military, it would affect all 1.3 million service members.
Because when we're talking about DOJ looking into a mandatory mandate, I wanted to make sure that was geared toward this particular conversation and not a larger conversation, because that has also come up in the news, whether or not they can just make everybody get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's any basis for that. But you have to admit, try and enroll your kid in a public school with no immunization record. Probably not going to happen. You get shots all the time. If you're in the military right now, you're being immunized for 14. You get 14 different immunizations to be in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the list is, and you can find it online easy. You know, if you stood there and got all those damn shots. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You're already getting all these shots anyway.
Yeah, I've heard my Navy friends talk about it. Like,
yes.
I mean, when they were getting the COVID vaccine, they were like, I've already got, so you don't even want to know how many shots I've gotten already to travel the world.
Yes.
So.
Plus, if you're on special assignment, there are shots that are unique to different areas in the world, too.
Yep.
So it's like, yeah, you're juiced already.
Like, I'm essentially Spider-Man at this point.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Might
we just got to get everybody on board and stop this nonsense, man.
Well, we know a lot of our local colleges are requiring vaccines for students going back for in-person learning in the fall, which is, you know, just like a couple of weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
A new problem is arising as the report states many students returning to colleges are finding that the school requires a copy of their vaccination card before they return to campus, or else they have to be tested every week. So some students are buying fake vaccination cards.
Huge and market for this.
Submitting them to the school, which angers at least one person the Associated Press talked to, a junior at the University of North Carolina, who said
it is really disturbing the length that some students are willing to go to subvert the university requirements, and these students are going to be able to subvert the regular testing while also not being protected from the virus.
And as a dental student at UNC said, he can't believe students in medical fields don't believe the science.
I'm in the healthcare world, and I'm like, that's just absolutely horrible. We run an educated college campus in one of the most educated places in the world, and it should be like, how can you be faking a vaccine when we have people to care about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's right. Unfortunately, it's fun to be a part of the conspiracy, especially if you're younger. You're a part of this thing, and question government, question everything, you know, this kind of defiant, but you've never faced anything so serious. I said from the beginning on this thing, too, when they handed me that card after the first vaccination, I looked at it and I thought, there is nothing on here to stop any of us from making 1,000 of these.
Yeah.
Remember early on, and then people were posting them online?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You just gave everybody one of those. That's great. Okay, great. You were never going to keep it offline anyway. Go ahead.
Everybody was posting a picture with their vaccine card. There were so many. And then they started to be like, hey, that says the lot number and the whatever else
number.
It's
got your name on it.
Yeah.
And it has the marks that you need to forge one.
People would cover like their name and birthday, but all the other, so that it had the realistic, like the actual traceable lot number or vaccine number or whatever those important numbers were so that you could, you know, if somebody looked it up in a database, they'd be like, oh, yeah, there was a batch 72103 or whatever.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, and the card is incredibly simplistic because it was never meant to be like a document.
Yeah.
You know, it was just supposed to be. You already have one of these. And if you have kids, they have one. Winter must have one. Has she had shots yet?
She has, yeah.
They give you a vax card. They give you an immunization card, and you have to present that at some point to get them in school.
Yeah, I know, because we were setting her up for preschool
last
year this year, and we had to get we ended up with like a sheet of, like, I had to go to the doctor and get the, like, the vaccination records or
whatever.
All
right, that makes sense, yeah.
So, yeah, it's essentially the same thing, yeah. But
the card that we all got for the vaccination for COVID, it's the same card. I have one of those for each of my kids that's listed every shot that they ever got, the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella, the chickenpox vaccine, the, you know, whatever, what, Gardasil, if you went that way with your kid, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, your dog has to have shots to go
true.
To the kennel.
It's true.
It's hard to understand sometimes.
Well, one school system around here has announced their plans for the fall.
Yeah.
And that would be the Hampton City School plan is to make everyone mask up in the fall. That's the plan as of now. The superintendent said, they presented this at a meeting last night, that they actually have a few, I don't know if options is the word, plans are the word. One of these options or plans is called the Instruction and Health Mitigation Plan. Elementary students, pre-K through 8th grade, they'd all return to in-person learning while keeping at least 3 feet of distance and requirement for students and staff to wear masks. Under that plan, masks would then be optional for fully vaccinated students and staff grades 6 through 12. However, according to the superintendent, they will probably start the school year in what they call phase two of this plan, which, according to 13 News Now, everyone will distance at least 3 feet and masks will be required for teachers and students inside of the schools. So it sounds like everybody covered there.
Yeah.
According to a release from Hampton City Schools, WVEC.com says the decision on universal mask wearing in the fall is based on guidance from the CDC, American Academy of Pediatrics, and the Virginia Department of Health. The school decision division did say that they would reevaluate no later than the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, but the progress here is that they're going back to school.
Yes.
Yes.
That's true.
That is a huge difference.
Yeah.
You're not teaching them at home. Give them a paper mask and send them back to school.
Nice way to throw a positive spin
on
that.
That's a win. Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard to wade through this stuff all the time, you know?
It is.
It just makes it difficult. It's like you keep hearing about breakthrough cases and why are you even, you could still give it to somebody else. Or the vast majority of vaccinated people will not get sick and will not give this to somebody else. The vast majority.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of people in hospitals right now are the unvaccinated. All of the experts agree that unvaccinated people are driving this. And if you want it to stop, whether it's for your sake or the sake of your family, you're just going to, sometimes you got to be a team player. It just is what it is, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the same way we all stood in that gym for those polio sugar cubes back in the day. I don't remember my parents going, well, I don't know what the science here is. My dad is a steel salesman and a part-time police officer. Haven't read the data yet. As you know, my background in sales makes me qualified to interpret medical data. So I'm going to go through this. I still remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
We just did what we had to do to stop that in its tracks.
And it did.
Yes, it did.
It. I mean.
Oh, it essentially did.
Yeah.
That thing on my arm for smallpox, there's no smallpox.
I don't have a fear
of it. It exists
in a
lab.
Yeah.
They don't do it anymore. They don't have to.
I'm not afraid of smallpox or polio right now. Like, I don't.
Yeah, they don't have to.
Don't feel like those are coming after me.
Yep.
All right. Well, let me.
I'll stop preaching now and get back to the dick joke.
That's perfect. Your timing could not be more perfect because I got one more in the news. And this is for your health. A new study from Harvard says men who. This is a little spicy. Okay. There's your warning. I mean,
right,
you
good,
said.
Good. I'm down on that.
We know we're going back to the D joke. So,
yes,
men who ejaculate more often have a lower risk of developing prostate cancer. That, according to some research for researchers from Harvard, who analyzed data from nearly 32,000 men and found that ejaculating at least 21 times per month cut the risk of developing cancer by one third.
Okay, wait a second. there's only 31 days.
Yeah.
21 of the 31 days. So what you're saying is that the barrel on that thing needs to be red hot at all times. I got to throw some rounds through this thing to make sure she keeps shooting.
Now, just to be clear,
that's a lot of ejaculating.
Yeah, it is. This is just a study from Harvard at this point. The links
coming from someone that loves it, by the way.
The links between ejaculation and prostate cancer are not fully known. Yeah. Some believe ejaculation could rid the prostate of carcinogens, lower inflammation, and also lead to less stress and better sleep, all of which reduce the risk of cancer.
Sure.
And another finding, researchers published a report from the European Urology. They analyzed self-reported data on ejaculation for men who participated in the study, which was conducted from 1992 to 2010. Men were completing monthly surveys, so they're like reporting their own data on this. Frequency of ejaculation was analyzed when the men started the study, men in the 20s and in their from the age 20 to age 40. Now, after adjusting for outside factors like body mass index, physical activity, consumption of food and alcohol, life stressors, divorce, that kind of thing, they determined that men who frequently ejaculated, they also said at least 21 times a month.
Yeah.
Were one third less likely to develop the cancer than those who ejaculated 4 to 7 times a month.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
They wrote, quote, these findings provide additional evidence of a beneficial role of more frequent ejaculation through adult life. As far as it goes with prostate cancer, particularly for low risk disease.
Well, I have to. I'm one of those people that believes in a use it or lose it philosophy. Most of you is built like that. Use it or lose it.
Yep.
You don't run every day. Guess what? You can't run as far. You know what I mean? You don't lift weights every day. Guess what? You can't lift as much weight. You got to exercise these things. But
true.
21 times a month is more than every other day.
That's 2/3 of the month.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, you better get your kung fu grip ready. You got a man at home. You got to save him from that cancer, man. Come on.
It's true.
All right, now look. I'm doing this for your own good.
I do what I can.
Now get in here and sit up here on the kitchen table.
I mean, it's good for women, too, they've said. So,
use
it or lose it.
Yeah.
Helps keep everything, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Keeps everything at an even keel. You don't get the hysteria. Right, doctor?
Very important. That's very important. Do not want the hysteria.
To have your doctor take care of it.
Oh, geez.
That'd make me uncomfortable.
Well, you can't let a car sit in the garage too long.
No, that's true. Of course, that doctor scenario, that's about every other porno movie.
Yeah. Around here today, we do have mostly sunny skies, a high in the low 80s. Clear tonight, 64 will be the low, and then sunny and 84 is your high for tomorrow. Right now, we're at 70 degrees, mostly cloudy, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.